That's debatable.
Welcome to That's Debatable. It's Memorial Day weekend, the start of summer. Now that means you got to get out and check out movies because you got summer blockbusters coming out like Baywatch out today. And guess what? Priyanka Chopra, she plays the villain in Baywatch. She is willing to talk to me. Good morning, Priyanka.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm so glad I get to talk to you. Baywatch is out today, and it looks like you guys had a blast filming it. How could you not, just being out there on the beach? I'm a fairly light-skinned human being, and I break out the SPF 50 whenever I'm at the beach. What SPF were you guys using out there when y'all were shooting all day long?
I don't know about everyone else because we're all such different skin tones. I use very high SPF too because I like my skin tone and I like to preserve it.
Right, that's smart. And I just recently got into sushi. My girlfriend started taking me to sushi places. I didn't think I ever would like it, but I now need to branch out into new foods. I was wondering if there's like a starter dish you could let me know I should try from Indian food.
All right. There's lots of different kind of starters you can try, but I always like, if you like meat, then kebabs. Those are my favorite. They're just like chicken, or they can be cottage cheese, or they can be meat. They can be whatever you want, but they're just like roasted, and they have lots of flavors, so kebabs.
Okay. I will go find myself an Indian restaurant and get me some kebabs.
Yeah, Seth and Duri kebabs.
I was watching your Vogue 73 questions that just got put up, which was
right. Excellent.
You had said somewhere in there about, I forget the word for it, but it's like being knighted by the president of India. What's
right.
that word again?
Padma Shri.
Okay, and what, is it a ceremony like you just get like a sword tap on each side of your shoulder?
No, that's British.
Right.
In India, you get a medal.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Like, it's like the fourth highest civilian honor, but the president gives it to you, and it's pretty cool.
How many of those awards get given out each year? Is it not a designated number?
I mean, it depends, really. It depends on people who are achievers and on, like, across everything that they do.
Okay.
But I don't know, there's not a designated number, or if there is, I don't know. I'm just really glad to be part of it.
Yeah, no, it's a huge honor. So you get to basically be on a vacation this entire, I say it, it's on a vacation, I'm sure it's very hard work being on a movie set, but you get to be on a beach laying there, not laying there, I don't know what I'm doing. You get to be on a beach and you get to be in paradise working. Is there a vacation spot that you would like to go to instead of the beach?
My favorite vacation comprises of bikinis and bellinis and beaches. I'm very clear about it. But, like, there's so many beautiful beaches across the world that there you can travel to any one of them, and that should be a vacation should always have a beach in it.
Cool. Now, I know you went to the Met Gala recently, and you looked wonderful. You were wearing, it was a trench coat. It looked like, I'm not a huge fashion person, but I'm just going to describe it in my own dull way. You've got a trench coat with a super long train, right?
Right.
So, did you look under your train at the end of the night to see what had been swept up? You looked beautiful, but I was like, oh, she's got to have picked up something underneath there, like chewing gum or something.
I was so worried that I'd end up cleaning up the Met Gala that my train was actually detachable. So right after the pictures were over, I took it off, and it was a little mini dress.
I don't know why they wouldn't have thought of that. Like, that's obviously going to be a problem
of
walking.
Of course we thought of it. There was no way I wanted to clean out the Met.
Oh, good stuff. Were you one of the rule breakers that was hanging out in the bathroom?
I don't know about the bathroom, but I was there a couple of times.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
Everyone was there a couple of times.
I'm not a huge fashion-forward person. I'm a T-shirt and jeans kind of guy. I've been looking at these romp hems. Have you heard of the romp hem or the guy rompers?
I have.
What do you think about that? What do you think, guys can pull that off, or do you have to have a certain body type? Do you have to be a celebrity?
I don't think so. I think you just have to have confidence, and if a guy has confidence and he pulls, then he can definitely pull something like that off. I think it could even be hot, actually.
I just can't imagine walking up to a girl wearing a romper and being like, "Hey, what's going on?" I guess that's part of the confidence
thing.
Like
when you look at it like that, yes, it's awkward and weird, but if a, you know, you just have to own the outfit you wear. I'm a t-shirt and jeans kind of girl too.
Oh.
But for my job, you have to, I have to wear clothes that I have to wear.
You are.
It might be weird and ostentatious, but you know, you just got to roll with it. You got to own it.
I don't believe.
I think it'd be really cool if a guy wears a romper and then owns it. I think it would be. I'd be impressed.
Well, Baywatch is out today. And it looks really funny. Zac Efron as a comedic lead is so funny. I love him. You add in Dwayne Johnson, and I assume it's just going to be a laugh riot. Did you guys do anything crazy on set, play pranks or anything?
It was actually, you know, everybody thinks it's a really funny movie, and it was, but it was actually really difficult to do. The Miami sun is insane. It's really, really hot. And, you know, to be 15 hours under the sun all the time for like 4 months was a really hard thing to do. So I don't know if we definitely didn't do pranks, but at the end of the night, we'd all get super exhausted and go for dinner and stuff like that. And because everyone else was a lifeguard and I play the villain in the movie, I got to eat. They did it.
Perfect. Baywatch is out today. You got to go see it. I'm going to go see it myself later on. Then I'm probably going to end up hitting the pool because I'm going to want to be out in the sun.
It's going to make you want to do that, Trey. It
That's
really
right.
is.
What's your favorite drink to have on the beach?
I like margaritas, but adding
yeah.
spice to it, like spicy margaritas are my favorite.
All right. Do you, on the rocks or frozen?
On the rocks.
Nice. Good call. All right. Well, Priyanka Chopra, thank you so much for sitting here and talking to me. I really appreciate it. And everybody needs to get out there and watch Baywatch. Sit in the theater. Go see it twice. It'll be fun all summer long. Thank you very much, Priyanka.
Thank you, Trey. Bye.
Bye.